It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and it's time for What's On Your Mind, a segment that's been spoiling everything for other people lately. So if you have a gender reveal party plan for the next week, cancel it because it's a boy. Sorry. Don't blame me. Blame What's On Your Mind. We go around the room and find out what each member of the morning show has been thinking about lately. Starting with Brooke, what's on your mind?
I'm in big trouble, and I think the city's about to fine me thousands of dollars.
Is this a bridge thing?
God, yes, it's a bridge thing.
Of course.
What happened?
Listen, the major bridge to where I live is out.
Yes.
There is a lower bridge that they say is only for work trucks and emergency vehicles.
It is.
Yeah.
It is absolutely
Who's
only
saying
for...
that? The government?
Whatever.
What do they know?
And they got really serious about it, and they're like, well, we're installing cameras, and we're going to start ticketing, and it's $75 a ticket. So I knew when they were going to start ticketing, so I thought, okay, I'm going to sneak over once and just see. I'll wait a week, and if I get a ticket, I won't do it again.
Okay?
Sure.
$75. If I don't get a ticket, I can still use it every day. Because a detour adds like 20, 25 minutes.
Yeah.
So a week went by, nothing. So I just started using it willy-nilly.
I got my own personal.
Do you feel good about that? You're just next to the ambulances on there? Yeah. I got to tell you, they were a little late on delivering that first ticket.
Uh-huh.
I got the first ticket a month later.
And?
Oh, no.
Okay. I've done the math, and at $75 a pop, I think I'm well into the
$1,500. Oh, my God. Take it every day.
You guys.
No.
And my husband's such a rule follower, and he's like, I told you so. And I'm like, so this is what I need. I need a good defense.
Oh.
I need to fight it,
okay.
Right?
You're not just going to admit that you did wrong and pay your fine?
That's what you get for breaking
but
the law.
But I waited a week to see if it was a
I think you're going to have to pay it, Brooke.
You've been talking about it on air, so they have evidence against you. When the case does come about.
My name is Rook Rocks.
Yeah. All right. Good luck with that, Brooke. Jose, what's been on your mind?
I got a call from my boss recently, from our boss, and he told me, Jose, I'm sorry to tell you, you've been in direct contact with somebody who's tested positive for COVID-19. So instantly I go, here we go, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
I mean,
okay.
We've been so lucky on this show.
I know, and we've all kind of bubbled together. So I start to think about it, and I go, what have my symptoms been? Like, am I sick? And then I'm like, well, wait a minute. Actually, I'm like super tired. Like normally I take like a two to 3 hour nap.
Right.
But I took like a 5 hour nap.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait, you're probably tired because you slept too much.
You're right. Yeah. You're right. Then I go, well, normally like people's smells will change. And I remember turning around and seeing there's like four garbages in my kitchen that are 10 feet away from me. I couldn't smell
four?
It.
Four?
Yeah, four. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's what I said. There's four. I would normally easily be able to smell this from across the room. So then I'm like, my taste. Has my taste changed?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And that morning I remember biting into my breakfast burrito and being like, this is a little off. I was like missing something.
So things aren't looking good.
Things were not looking good.
Yeah.
So I rolled to my test. And I'm thinking I probably have it. You know, I'm trying to warn the people. Hey, you guys got a high case here.
Yeah, use an extra long Q-tip because you don't want to get close to me.
Yeah, I got it. And turns out I'm negative.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm just lazy.
I am concerned that you can't smell four bags of garbage in your own apartment,
I think because I live with it, I'm used to it. You know, when I go home today, I'll smell it. But when you're in the room.
I think the lesson is take your garbage out.
Yeah, I will do that.
Social media coordinator Alexis, tell us what's been on your mind.
So, I'm not a confrontational person, you guys.
Yeah, we know that.
But I had my first fight with Jeffrey recently.
Oh, you had a fight with Jeffrey.
Oh,
I did.
No.
What happened?
We did?
Yes, we did. Something really set me off about Jeff, actually. I got to work the other day, and there was a mirror on my desk, which normally isn't there, but it was just looking right at me.
Yeah, it's a big mirror. I saw it.
It is. So I asked producer Boyd where it came from, and he told me that Jeff had an issue with my hair lately, and it was there to, like, hint to me.
Wow.
But that's why.
Oh, my gosh.
He is kind of judgy.
And I had a bad hair week. Like, I was already self-conscious about it. And I was actually mad about this. For, like, a solid hour, I was judging Jeff's hair while we sat here talking.
Yeah.
So I kept going. And then, finally, I sat next to Jeff, and I asked him, I said, what problem do you have with my hair? And all he said was, what? when that's when I realized I'd been tricked.
Yeah. Jeffrey didn't really bring this.
No, and
I was Boyd lied to you.
Boiling here, sitting here, so ready to fight.
I mean, you should know me. Like, if I have something judgmental to say about your hair, I'm not going to do something, give you a mirror to fix it. I'm going to silently judge you. And let it fester until the hatred eventually boils over.
I see. Okay.
He's a bury it type of guy.
Yeah.
Good to know. I guess we're good then.
Jeffrey, what's on your mind?
So I was thinking about what I wanted to talk about during this segment before I came on. And immediately, I had 10 different things that I could complain about in my life right now.
A lot bouncing around up in that noggin.
I mean, from the crappy appliances in my rental home, to my dog Burger, to the Super Bowl halftime letdown.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? The world doesn't need to hear me gripe about my life right now.
Okay, so we just delete the last 30 seconds?
I know a lot of people probably have it tougher than me.
Yeah,
that's probably
absolutely true.
At least that's what producer Boyd keeps insisting. So I'm going to trust him on that. And instead, I want to talk about something that I actually find a little bit of joy in.
Okay. Ooh, yeah, I like this.
And that's my juice squeeze.
Oh. Are you juicing?
I'm on a cleanse.
Oh, yes.
Purging this body of toxins and chocolate muffins.
Wow.
And there's been a lot of toxins and chocolate muffins in this body lately.
I think it's
all there is.
Yeah. And gotta say, I'm loving it.
Are you?
Really?
I really am. Yeah. This morning's flavor, a little orange, pineapple, carrot, apple beet, ginger, lemon. Oh. I thought it was going to taste weird because they're putting all the nutrients for the day in there, but no, it's a joy.
The beets
throw it off.
A juice
guy.
I'm rejuvenated. I'm refreshed. Wow. I'm restored. All the re's.
You know what?
All the re-words.
And this talk is making me think of you as definitely like younger and cooler than I ever thought.
Yeah.
Look at that. It's taken away years off of my life. So I'm definitely looking forward to my next squeeze. In about an hour here, I'm going to be down in some watermelon, lime, lemon, pineapple, beet.
Wow, that's a lot.
Those
go together?
They do. Trust me. It tastes amazing. Highly recommend squeeze.com. Go check it out.
Yeah.
Are you ever going to just have like an apple juice again?
Never.
Never. It's a whole new level.
No, that's like candy basically at this point. I have to have 7 or 8 fruits all at once.
Got it.
Text into 78592. Tell us what you've been thinking about lately. Positive, negative. We'll read your text coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.